Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Joining us right now, WStudyBaltimore.com. Ken McKusick, good morning to you, Ken.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Ken, there's no secret around here. Not a big fan of Patrick Wing's game. The young man, I'm sure a good young man, but his game itself, not a big fan of it. I'm watching the game. You're watching film. How effective is he in this Ravens defense?
Yeah, I mean, he's got problems in a lot of areas right now, and it's unfortunate, you know, a first-round draft pick, and he's having trouble tackling. He's kind of tentative approaching the ball, having a lot of trouble getting off blocks, having trouble staying on his downhill assignments in coverage, reacting quickly enough to the running back, and we saw that a lot, of course, with Swift in the second half and a lot of the yak he gained. Just having a really tough time of it in terms of knowing where to be on the field.
Can we talk about something positive? Because I was so down on. We talked so many problems that we saw with the tackling and receiving. What about Calais Campbell? We all thought he had a really good game.
Absolutely monstrous game. I thought so too. He played low. He was consistently penetrating on the run. He got very regular pressure as a pass rusher. Even some of the things that kind of go unnoticed. He had a great complimentary pass rush when he crossed the face of the guard and allowed Ellis to get a pressure on the quarterback, so by stunt, so it's things like that we don't necessarily notice. But he took out two linemen on the same play, including knocking Ragnow on his butt. So really consistently play after play showed up in the backfield. You know, Campbell has often said when he plays low, he's a great player, and that's what I really saw out of him this game. Just a guy who was consistently getting underneath his opponent.
I was really frustrated with a lot of things that happened in this game, so I'll go to the one positive that everybody wants to point at and everyone's been talking about, that kick from Tucker. So kind of give me the rundown from you when he was lining up, the chance that he made it, the fact that he makes it, what does that do for him? And, of course, he should be a Hall of Famer. I think many of us believe he's the greatest kicker of all time already.
Yeah, this is the crown jewel on Tucker's Hall of Fame resume. And just as a fan, I mean, that is one of the greatest highlights you'll ever see. It's an iconic highlight. And it's a kick. It's the slow motion. It's the different angles they have. But I love the angle where you're looking through the uprights. You see the fans in the two types of jerseys, Lions and Ravens, having different identifiable reactions to the ball hitting the upright and then going through, and you know, the fans reacting differently. It's an instant classic as an NFL highlight. With any luck, we'll be seeing it for about 50 years from now. And I don't know how you model the percentage chance to make that kick, but I've seen some things saying that the chance was 25-30% that he made the kick, and I don't see it. You know, but anyway, interesting to see that. And then also the 68-yard miss, if you saw that, they got returned for the touchdown elsewhere.
Ken McKusick joins us from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, the numbers at the end of it doesn't say it, but I thought this was one of Lamar's more accurate passing games. Had some drops, but you know, probably also attacking the ball, attacking the defense downfield. I thought this was a great game for that as well. What are your thoughts on Lamar's performance from Sunday?
Yeah, I thought he looked really good, and obviously the game would have been a lot different. It wouldn't have come down to a field goal if Hollywood had made one or two of those catches. It was unfortunate in some of his long throws. 19.3 air yards per throw was the highest in any NFL game since 2016. Mm-hmm. So he's only the 15th player in that period to average more than 15 air yards per throw, but 19.3 by far the highest. And really a remarkable day throwing the ball. Those just some beautiful on-target balls, and of course the gorgeous on-target ball when it really mattered on 4th and 19.
What'd you think of our O-line this week? We've been talking about Villanueva for the last 3 weeks, and what'd you think about this week?
Yeah, he had a really poor game this time. He's constantly getting backed up into Lamar, and it's not by a big name. Charles Harris is the right defensive end for the Lions, so not a guy who is going to be remembered for the rest of our lives anyway. Give a bunch of pressures. I have him for 8.5 in this game. Quarterback hit, parts of 2 sacks. So I mean, it was a very tough game for him. Powers played a very physical game next to him. I thought he was excellent. Cleveland also rotating through that spot, also very good. Bozeman probably was the best of any lineman in this game for the Ravens. He looks great at center. And the real disappointment to me, because I was concerned about Villanueva anyway, is Zeitler having such a bad game in this one. He really fell apart on the last drive of the game when the Ravens fortunately got into field goal range, but he had a hand in 2 sacks on that drive. So tough all the way across. McCary also a tough game in this one. And what it really tells me is that Roman is going to have to continue to cover for those tackles with more inline players. And they dialed it back slightly in this game in terms of the number of tight ends, the number of times they're playing a sixth offensive lineman. But I think they're probably going to have to go back to more of that as the season goes on, because the Lions don't have really exceptional pass rushers like the Ravens will face with other teams.
Yeah. So, Ken, one of my big frustrations is I don't understand what the game plan was coming in. And some of the things you just talked about would lead me to say, why not run the football more then? Because they're going to be able to run block. And I don't care if they're giving you looks, if the box is stuffed, like make them stop you do what you do best. And the Lions are one of the worst teams in the league at stopping the run. So why did the running backs only get so few touches in a game that you led predominantly for most of the time?
Yeah, that's $64,000 question is the Ravens really needed to grind this game out, it looked like. I mean, they could not afford on defense to play a lot of snaps with their very depleted front five. So it made sense to try and run the ball. I would have liked to see them run it even more, obviously. Fortunately, the Lions only got 60 offensive plays in this game, and when they were trying to really lean on the Ravens early in this game, the Lions could not get their run game started in the first half. I think what I was probably more bothered by, Jeremy, was the fact that Tyson Williams did not get as many touches as some of the other backs. I thought he'd been very effective against this Lions team, and we just didn't see with him with the football as much as we might have.
I agree with you. Tell folks in Baltimore why they need to be a part of Film Study Baltimore.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Yeah, filmstudybaltimore.com. Offensive line scores will be up tomorrow, and the defensive article is up there now, along with a whole bunch of podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.